I have it.
Cammy and her little sister Becky are busy making Christmas cards.
That's so cute. Who's that for?
Papa.
Cammy, who's now 10 years old, has undergone a metamorphosis since arriving at LAX just before Christmas last year.
Physically, it's huge.
Her adoptive mom, Karen Yingling, tells me Cammy's been through 9 surgeries at the Grossman Burn Center. Since Cammy was a toddler when she was abandoned at the orphanage, it's unknown exactly how she suffered the burns that essentially fused her chin to her chest and fused together most of the fingers on both her hands. Karen tells me what it was like to see Cammy performing in a school Christmas concert earlier this month.
It was just so powerful to watch this little girl who literally 1 year ago to the day couldn't close her mouth, and she's playing the recorder. It was amazing. I couldn't even take any pictures because I was sitting in there just sobbing.
The Children's Burn Foundation is funding Cammy's care.
We knew that this was a child that the Children's Burn Foundation had to help.
Carol Horvitz, the nonprofit's executive director, says Cammy has had a rough year.
But she's endured it so well and has a great spirit and a wonderful, loving, supportive family.
When Karen and her husband Doug adopted Cammy, they already had 2 older kids of their own and 2 younger daughters also adopted from China, including one who's developmentally delayed.
You know, it is amazing how blessed we feel, but it has not been without trial and suffering. We have a very deep faith, and you know, Jesus has said to his followers, suffering produces perseverance, produces hope, and produces joy, and we really feel like we've walked that. It's very hard. It's hard on our other kids sometimes, but it's so grown our world. It's humbled us. I have no problem asking somebody for help now because I just can't do it all on my own. So it's really broken that sort of prideful part of myself, which I guess needed to be broken. It was not a pleasant breaking, but and it's allowed us to, I think, walk out with a lot more compassion for people.
Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.